This week we have what seems to be an impossible situation. Someone who's close to Moshe, cousin of Moshe, whose name is Korach, motivated by jealousy, what seems to be petty behavior, decides it would be a perfect time to wage a war against Moshe. What Korach does is he gathers around him other people who seem to be disenchanted. That itself is part of the problem. Korach has jealousy. Why should his first cousin Moshe be the person who's in charge of the Jewish people? Why should Aaron, his own brother, be the Kohen Gadol? For Korach, this smells of nepotism. Couldn't Moshe have shared the wealth a little bit more? Couldn't his cousin have had a better position? And the truth is that Korach and his family did have a wonderful position. As Levim generally, they had a role within the Mishkan. Specifically, Korach's family had a very important role in terms of carrying the Ark. But nonetheless, jealousy can do all kinds of things to us. And one of the things that Korach does is he gathers together some 250 people who are not really sure of their identity. And they too are convinced that they are people who are holy and they too have the right to be the Kohanim. But there's another group that he gathers with him, and that's Datan, Varviron, and On. These people have one thing in common, and that they're all from the tribe of Reuven. And that already should alert us to something which took place in the past. Right now, the Kohanim are going to come with the family of Aaron. Prior to this, the role was the firstborn. Prior to that, the first firstborn was Reuven, and Reuven was displaced. Gathering together these people, these disgruntled people from Reuven, seems to indicate that they've never recovered. The slight which has taken place to them in the past, in the ancient past, is something which they're holding on to. It's hard sometimes to know what Datan Aviron have done and what they didn't do. The rabbis, Chazal, see the fingerprints of Datan Aviron in all kinds of episodes throughout the time of the desert. But this is the time that their names are actually mentioned. Datan and Aviron are part of this rebellion against Moshe. And what we see is that the 250 really want to be Kohanim. So we're not convinced at all that Datan and Aviron want to be Kohanim, or Datan Aviron and On, who ends up escaping in the end due to his wife. But it's not so much that Datan and Aviron want to be Kohanim, is they seem to want something else. They want to be the injured party. They want to remain the injured party. They want to take revenge because of the injured party. Now, of course, it's not Moshe who has injured them. Long ago, it was Yaakov who determined that it would be Yosef who would receive a double portion, and not Reuven. Nonetheless, these descendants of Reuven have given on to their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren a sense of being slighted. And this is really ironic. One of the important facets of Jewish history is our ability to understand the past, live in the present, and therefore plan for the future. And we plan for the future and we live in the present through the prism of things that have taken place in the past. But we're not supposed to walk around all the time feeling that we individually were slighted, and to be stuck on that point and to rebel because of that point. Should it motivate us? Certainly. But apparently they were not even interested in becoming the new Kohanim. They didn't join the 250 and do this test for who would be Kohen. That's not what they wanted. They wanted to complain. They wanted to feel that they have been disenfranchised. They wanted to express their feelings of pain. And that's really sad when somebody after hundreds of years can't move forward, can't leave that particular pain in the past, but rather inherited their ancestors' pain, who apparently have passed it on to generation to generation. We're not terribly surprised later on to find out the tribe of Reuven prefers to stay outside the land of Israel. As if to say, if we can't get a double portion, we don't want anything. And here we have a little snapshot of a family within Reuven who still feel disenfranchised. They still feel pain. Our challenge is to look at the past, be inspired by the past, and turn it into a greater future, not by always being victims.